FanDuel to end credit card funding on March 2nd as part of Safer Play Push. FanDuel will stop accepting credit cards for deposits in the U.S. on March 2nd, the operator confirmed. Industry move follows consumer protection and cost concerns. FanDuel said the decision to remove credit cards from its sportsbook, casino, and racing products is the result of a recent review of payment options and customer outcomes. The company framed the change as a measure to reduce harm and improve the deposit experience for customers across its U.S.-facing platforms. FanDuel emphasized that the change was not taken lightly and is intended to align its payment stack with safer play objectives. FanDuel said it will continue to support alternative deposit methods, including debit and bank transfer options, while it phases out credit card acceptance on March 2nd. The move mirrors an earlier decision by DraftKings and comes as state lawmakers and advocacy groups press operators and regulators to curb the use of credit for wagering. Regulators in mature markets such as the United Kingdom and Australia have already prohibited credit cards for gambling, and New Zealand implemented a ban in December. At the federal level in the United States, no ban is yet in place, but local jurisdictions and elected officials have increasingly urged action. Critics of credit card-funded gambling point to two core concerns: the risk that consumers will wager money they cannot afford to lose, and the opaque fees charged by some payment processors. Fees of 3% to 5% for card transactions, and in certain cases, flat fees that can represent a large percentage of small bets, have been a focal point for lawmakers advocating reform. Regulatory pressure, operator response, and expert views. Senator Elizabeth Warren has been a vocal proponent of limiting credit card use for betting, arguing that card funding can saddle consumers with hidden costs and deepen financial harm for people already at risk. State legislators in jurisdictions such as Illinois have also proposed restrictions on credit card deposits for gambling products. Industry groups are watching the transition closely. Some operators had already curtailed or eliminated credit card take-up voluntarily, citing both consumer protection aims and the cost base of processing payments. The economics are straightforward. Higher merchant fees shift the math on small wagers and can push operators to rework minimum deposit thresholds or promote cheaper alternatives such as ACH and prepaid options. Commenting on the change, FanDuel said it wants to make the deposit experience clearer and reduce the potential for harm while maintaining access to entertainment products for responsible customers. FanDuel said it will communicate the change directly to affected users and provide guidance on alternative funding methods ahead of the March 2nd deadline. A responsible gambling researcher at an independent think tank welcomed the move, but urged it to be part of a broader strategy. Dr. Laura Mitchell, senior researcher at the Responsible Play Institute, said the following about the ban on card funding and the broader policy landscape. Removing credit cards from wagering is a valuable step because it directly cuts off a high-risk pathway to rapid indebtedness. But this needs to be paired with better identity verification, affordability checks, and consistent messaging to customers about safe limits. Operators must also work with banks and payment networks to ensure consumers have clear alternatives that do not create new harms. Mitchell added that operators should publish post-implementation audits showing how the change affects deposit patterns, problem gambling indicators, and customer complaints. For consumers, the practical change will involve migrating to other deposit types. Firms say they will promote bank transfers, debit cards, e-wallets, and prepaid solutions. Some customers may face friction as they adapt, particularly those who used cards for convenience or to access short-term credit lines. Taken together, the trend away from credit card funding signals a shift in how the U.S. gambling industry balances convenience, costs, and social responsibility. As more operators and jurisdictions move on this issue, the debate will likely shift toward which payment alternatives and safeguards best protect consumers while preserving a regulated, transparent market. Further reporting, we will monitor FanDuel's rollout and look for filings, customer guidance, and any state-level responses between now and March 2nd. Data from operators and regulators in the months after the change will be critical to assessing whether removing credit cards reduces harm without unintended consequences for lower-income customers who may rely on alternative products.